CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Gene Marks. He is the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, the UK edition and the US edition, as well as the Philadelphia Inquirer, our hometown newspaper. And we begin with the good news, Market Watch. Dow rallies 300 points, or thereabouts, reclaiming 35,000 as retail sales reports surpasses expectations. Gene, a very good evening to you. Surpasses expectations is the sell line. The expectation was the supply chain and the supply chain quandary was going to inhibit Americans from shopping. But not us, Gene. We're super shoppers. We know when the going gets tough, etc. However, the supply chain is the story. So September's behind us, and in front of us is Christmas. That backlog of container ships at Long Beach and off the port of Los Angeles, are we going to see that for our Christmas shopping? Good evening to you, Gene.
Well, we're not going to see that, John, for our Christmas shopping. I mean, the retail sales numbers, of course, are great and you know, good news. People are buying, even though, you know, retail traffic still remains behind 2019 levels, people are still buying a lot online. So that's, you know, that's great news. And I know, you know, and I see that a lot of people are still getting out and about, you know, to see stores. So good. But remember, we're working off the inventory purchases, John, that was made months ago, early in the summer. And, you know, when actually the supply chain issues, although they were there, they weren't as pressing as they are right now. You and I think we're both pretty much glasses half full people. And I sometimes to a fault, I like to lean more towards good news over negative news. But I'm very pessimistic about this holiday season. I think that, you know, we're going to see a lot of bad reports coming out about, you know, sales falling very well short of what retailers were hoping. I think they'll exceed, 2020 sales in a lot of areas, but, you know, when compared to the levels pre-COVID, they're going to be disappointing. And it's not for lack of demand. People have the money. They've got the savings. They've gotten payments, transfer payments from the government. And I think even by the holiday seasons, more people will be back to work as we're seeing by the numbers. But I don't think the product's going to be on the shelves. I think we're seeing, big supply chain backups, and that's going to be a problem. So if you're running a small business and you rely on retail sales, as so many retailers, some of them get as many as 60-70% of their sales during the holiday season, they're going to have to make some adjustments. And I think this Christmas season might be a little bit different. You know, maybe people are selling what they can now, and maybe prepping for a retail in January or February, a holiday season, that might be more appropriate than December. So, that's what I'm predicting. I don't think, you know, these holidays are going to be that good. But again, having said that, the supplies are going to come in at some point, and, I think we could be looking at higher than expected sales in the beginning of 2022.
I've seen a headline in London advising the shops, High Street, to start their Christmas sales now because there will not be inventory when it's actually holiday season. You know that Christmas, the holiday, is gigantic in Great Britain. It's Thanksgiving, Halloween, and Christmas, and New Year's all put together. And their concern is our concern. So I go to what we're worried about now, which is the recovery. This looks like okay news. Cost of living adjustment increases 5.9% in 2022. That goes to those on fixed incomes. Is that correct, Gene? That's what that matters.
It does. So, it's mixed news. And the reason why, you know, I wanted to talk about that is that, you know, with inflation running at about that level right now, and expected to be at that level for the foreseeable future, the government had to make some adjustments in Social Security payments that are being made, you know, sent out, and they're bumping them up by 5.6%. That's a whopping increase when you consider, John, that, you know, increases before were between 1-2% to keep pace with inflation. So you're looking at, you know, an increase of, you know, three times that amount what it normally was. So that's one thing. But it is also, again, if you're running a business, particularly a small business, it should tell you something. It should tell you that if the government is increasing, frankly, the wages, the payments that are going out to these Social Security recipients by 5.6%, you know, the government analysts are predicting that's what inflation is going to be. And when you take a look at your payroll and your staff, you better well be expecting that most of your staff are going to be, you know, wanting those similar types of increases, at least just to keep up with inflation. So you need to start budgeting for that for 2022, because that's what I think you're going to find salaries and hourly wages going up. Already this year, in the past year, hourly wages have gone up about 4.5%, already. And again, that's compared to 1 to 2% in previous year, you know, so that's a big number. But if you're running a business, you need to be budgeting for a 5 to 6% increase in all wages and building that into your costs and ultimately your prices.
5.9, Gene, you flipped the number, but that's okay. Well, I get the,
5.9%.
5.9. Sorry. 10.4 million is the number that's staring at me right now. That's the number of job openings, and it's said to be declined. But, Gene, we've got small businesses crushed right now, operating, what, 1 or 2 or 3 days less per week because they can't find people to work.
Correct. And the 10.4 million is a slight reduction from the close to 11 million that it was the last time this was reported by the U.S. Census Bureau. But the number is still significantly high. But John, you know, even before COVID, the level of, you know, open jobs was still, you know, not much lower than that. This is not a problem that's going to go away anytime soon. This, you know, businesses, both small and large, they're looking for skilled labor. They are, you know, they're eliminating unskilled labor positions, with technology and self-service kiosks and point of sale payments that you're seeing there. You know, I went to my grocery store this morning, John, you know, just locally to me here in Philadelphia, and they installed 3 self-service checkout machines. This is an independent grocer, and they cut down the aisles, you know, the human aisles. They took away, you know, 3 registers. Which means 3 less employees that they're counting on. So, you know, the technology that people are investing in right now, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make up for these lack of employees, and the robots are going to replace them. But technology won't be able to do it all. It is, you know, when you get to a certain level of skills right now, even artificial intelligence can't replace that, you know, that level. And businesses are going to be having significant challenges for the foreseeable future in filling these positions. This issue, it's exasperated right now, but it's going to be continuing on for a long time, as long as we're, you know, continuing to have economic growth.
A report from Washington, a report from a colleague of mine, a luncheon, 15 people outside the restaurant and 1 staff to take care of 15 people. In other words, they had to do it. What is it called? QR ordering?
QR codes. Sure.
QR codes. And the service is not smooth. Nobody's built these restaurants for what would have been 3 or 4 waiters. It's just 1 waiter. And that's going to go right to the bottom line of that restaurateur.
Yep. And you know, it's funny, John, you say that it's all about change right now that's going on, and things change. And I have complete confidence in the resilience of, you know, of U.S. entrepreneurs and small business owners to figure out the best way to make a buck. And if you're running a restaurant, sure, you know, a short time ago, 5, 10 years ago, even, you know, you had lots of waiters and waitresses and lots of staff there. Well, those people are quitting their jobs. They're not available as they were before. They're getting opportunities elsewhere. So you're going to see a lot of business owners pivot, and I'm already seeing it. You just mentioned using QR codes and contactless ordering and payment at your table. That significantly reduces the time needed by a human being to serve a customer, which means you could have the same human being serve many more customers than before. We're going to see a lot more of this in the future. I'm not concerned about business owners surviving all of this. The smarter ones will adapt. They'll invest in technology, and they'll come up with new ways of doing things. You know, one final thing before I can even say, John, is I went to the Eagles game last night, which they unfortunately lost. But you know, John, 45,000 people go into these games. You can't get in the stadium without using a smartphone app to do it. Either an Eagles app or the Ticketmaster app or whatever. Like, you can't have a paper ticket anymore. And that changed because of COVID. But you know what? People wanted to go to the game. They figured out how to use the app, and everybody was using the app to get into the game. That's going to change. That's going to help small business owners and their customers just adapt to this era of less people around to serve them.
Now the puzzle in Philadelphia, in New York, in suburban Connecticut, in Washington, D.C., inflation. Is it temporary? Is it transitory? Inflation in rents accelerating, inflation in food prices, in fuel prices. Is that coming our way in 22? Can you tell? And then I've got another tricky question. Can you tell about, stagflation? Can you tell that part?
No, but what I can tell is this, and I wrote about this a month or two ago, and I'm going to revisit it again and probably revisit it every month because people spend so much time focusing on the consumer price index, which, by the way, it can be defined in various ways, whether or not it includes energy prices or food prices. But I focus on what businesses focus on, which is the producer price index. And the producer price index was up 8.6% on an annualized basis. That was just released this week. And John, I think that number is understated because the costs of core materials that my clients are buying right now, plastics, resins, iron, steel, lumber, let alone shipping costs and logistics costs, those costs have increased anywhere from 20 to 80% in this past year alone on an annualized basis. And no one is expecting to see them come down anytime soon. At some point, those producer prices have to be built in to the prices of the core, you know, materials that we are using to, you know, to buy our food and our furniture and our rents and our, you know, equipment and whatever. So that's coming. That is coming. So what I'm seeing right now in the, in this, you know, in the high amount of producer prices to me is only telling me that in the months to come, when those products start coming to the consumer's hands, they're going to translate into even higher prices than we're seeing right now. So get ready.
Gene Marks is a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, and the Philadelphia Inquirer. And we're going to the Philly Inquirer next because Gene has recommendations for how small businesses can sell to the world. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.